Hello,
Hello. Hello. Welcome back to Industry, the podcast from the perspective of being a Black female independent artist in the entertainment industry. And since
hello.
you're tuning in, remember to follow us at Industry. That's NDISTRY on Instagram. Good evening, all. I am your host, Ashara Moore, and you can follow me at Ashara Unlimited. Yep, that's ASHARAHUNLIMITED on Instagram and Ashara Damore on Facebook. That is ASHARAHDAMORE. And of course, you can always follow me here on stereo at Ashara. Tonight, I am here with my beautiful co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yes, it's your girl, your highness, Tiara Monique, the one and only. And of course, yes, follow me everywhere. As I always say, I'm Googleable. TIARRA Monique on all platforms. And tonight's episode, we will be exploring the topic of style and image as a Black female independent artist. And to start this off, let me say that it does not matter, in my opinion, what anybody else has to say, but as a Black female artist, especially being independent, that is one of the biggest, most key things about yourself that brings it all together from your look, your style, your branding. Like when it comes to the style and the image, that makes a difference. It sets you apart from everybody else because when you're not known as well as, major counterparts just yet, that's how people start to recognize you. I think I gave an example last time of like, we were talking about different people and branding and coming up. One of them being Ice Spice. Everybody knows Ice Spice for the little curly orange fro. That's her thing, you know? A long time ago, there was another artist that came out and people knew her for her purple hair. You know what I mean? So it really makes a difference, or even just style-wise, the things that people wear, like it makes a difference. So with that being said, I think I want to highlight the fact of, when it comes to style and image, especially being a Black female independent artist, three things that stand out to me in particular. One is hair, as mentioned. Two is your outfit, okay? And three are the colors. However they come, however they are mixed, however, you present them. Those seem to be the top three things that really bring your style and your image together. What do you think, Char? What do you think?
Oh, okay. I think a lot. Because, ooh, the image is one of those things. It's like I'm always working on my image, and there's so much to do as women, and there's so many options out there to create, a look for yourself. And there's always different trends and different things like that that's coming out. So I just feel like, finding your unique style and something that you can call your own is so important because trends are going to go and come. But creating, an image is something that is, classic, something that you can always count on. So make sure when developing your image is something that's like timeless, is what I would say, or at least incorporate timeless things. And of course, it's okay to follow trends. Like you have to stay with the times. I'm not saying like don't evolve, but there's certain things. There's certain things I feel like are just like classic, or you can make classic because it's you, and it's something that only you can do. So just kind of think about those type of things. But I also feel like image, yeah, clothes and shoes and the makeup and all that stuff is very important. However, I feel like grooming is so important. Just making sure that even if you can't go out and get like, your nails professionally done or whatever, like just make sure your nails are clean and groomed properly. You can do that at home. There's all kind of stuff. But basically, you can, there's a lot of different ways you can upkeep yourself and look good without having to spend a lot of money. I think like investing in a makeup lesson is really good because, yes, of course, getting your makeup professionally done is great. However, there's been so many times where it was like a professional makeup artist, some on set or whatever, for whatever I was doing, but for whatever reason, it was like, oh, time constraints, I have to do my own makeup. Like, what if I was late? Or most of the time I was like, I'm normally not the late person, but or they was running late and they couldn't get, it's been times where I had to do my makeup for like fashion shows and photo shoots and so many things because a lot of different things could have happened. So I feel like, investing in those type of things, learning how to do your nails, buying maybe the at-home nail kits. I know now they have press-ons have evolved. You can do it's so
Wow,
many things
yeah.
to do to just, make sure that you're looking clean and polished. Make sure teeth whitening, and you don't have to spend a lot of money for that. Get the Crest white strips. You can just wash brush with baking soda and peroxide. Like, there's so many different things you can do to make sure that you look presentable. And I feel like grooming is so important. So important. I mean, even sometimes more so than clothes, because people, the small little things are noticeable.
I agree with you on that. And I'm glad you said that too, because that is a big factor. Because, when you are an independent artist, like you said, there are certain corners that you kind of have to cut until, you reach that whatever pinnacle that is for you. Like you mentioned, the small things, even like the press on nails, like that's such a thing. Like, they have evolved, and people are doing their nails at home now, with the gel kits and their own sets and different techniques that they learn, and especially with makeup too. I think that's one of the biggest things too when it comes to your style and image and being independent, because unless you have someone on your team dedicated to you, or you have the budget to consistently get your makeup done on a consistent basis, that is a skill set that you have to kind of fine tune and really practice and really get into a habit of, doing for yourself, like you mentioned. Or even like you said, the small details, because pictures catch everything, videos catch everything, and those little details matter. Have it, like you mentioned, the teeth whitening, or having your nails done, making sure that that hair strand is not sticking out of place. And that's a key thing I want to hone in on too, because when it does come to style and image, grooming yourself and always making sure you're polished and everything that you're doing is very, very key too, because you may not necessarily always have like that wing person or that third party to kind of check those details out for you. And you have to be very mindful, of how you're presenting yourself, not in a sense of like maybe you don't know how, but just in a sense of like, okay, like you mentioned, let's say you're going to a photo shoot you set up for yourself, and you have your outfits picked out, your nails are done, your hair is done, you got your makeup on point. But now when you get there and it's time for you to get on set, now you still have to make sure, like, okay, let me still go check myself out. Let me make sure everything is the same way it was when I looked in the mirror before I got here. You know what I mean? Or sometimes people may decide to do that once they get on set, just depending on, what your process is. Everybody's process is different. But another thing I'll throw in there too is that, being consistent with your style as well, because if people don't know who you are yet, and people are looking, you're looking for people to recognize you, you want to keep some type of consistency with your style. So, like, for example, if you're known to always have what they call them duck nails, then that's something that's part of your style. If you're always known, you know what I mean? Like, or if you're known to, wear like a certain color,
I know what you're saying. I feel
you want to keep that, color, even if it's in different variations. Or, sometimes people do switch it up. They may switch up like their hairstyle. They may switch up the way they dress, but the overall core of the style and the hair may relatively be the same. So I think that's a big thing too. And Yeah, finding those people, or I guess you could say those that are kind of similar to you in your style and image, and taking notes from them, whether they're independent or mainstream. I've personally found that to be helpful. Not in a sense, not in the sense to say like I didn't know what I was aiming for, but like how you mentioned, like I'm always too trying to make sure that I'm, fine-tuning what I'm doing, I'm polishing and finding ways to elevate what I'm doing, and all at the same time continuing to be, within the times. I'm not gonna wear something that I had on in 2017 thinking it's gonna work in 2023. Like I'm not gonna do that.
Right.
And adapting, evolving with your style. I think we had that conversation too, because it does change all of the time. And at the end of the day, I think one of the biggest notes I've taken from it is that you want to have your own identity that you can really thrive in and that really represents you as an artist. So that way, there's no mistaking you for someone else or trying to be like someone else. And don't get me wrong, we all get inspired by people, and we all have people that we look up to, I feel like. But at the same time, we all want and look to portray and exude our own identity through our style and our image, and bringing that all together and keeping it up and staying innovative with it. I find that to be pretty fun, just trying different things that really complement that image and that style. That's what I found in it. That's what I found.
Well, yeah, I agree with everything that you're saying, and I feel like that is one of the style and image is one of the funnest parts of this job, That's really, really fun for me to do. And I get a lot of joy out of shopping, coming up with outfits, mixing and matching things. And I've learned a lot along the way, and I think it takes time to develop your style and image. And I just want to say, like, give yourself at being if you're independent, especially give yourself some grace with, because you're doing everything on your own. If you don't have, a team, or you can't consistently get somebody to style you, or get somebody to do your hair, or get somebody to do your makeup, and you are pretty much doing all those things on your own, it's not. And you're not a professional at it, and you're just doing it as best as you can. Give yourself some grace because you're doing everything, and don't compare yourself to somebody who maybe have that glam team at their beck and call to come and individually do their hair, makeup, and it's a professional working on them, so of course they look perfect or near perfection all the time. But you can achieve something like that, close to it at least, on your own. And if it's still like, okay, I need some work, that's okay, because you're just you, you're just yourself, you are your brand. And that's I'm talking to myself really, because I'm like, oh my God, there's been so many times I'm like, oh man, but this was off this. But I just had to be like, you know what? It's only me though. So, and yeah, of course I've worked with stylists, and I work with makeup artists, and I have nail techs and hair and makeup and all that stuff, but it's not always accessible at the at for me. And then even when the pandemic came, that's when I was really like, you know what? I have to make sure I have everything at home to do everything. I was like, I never want to be without. So I went out and I got, everything to do my nails and do my hair, like all my products and different things like that. Like I always have certain things in stock to make sure that I can pull myself together. And now you do a lot of like video calls and stuff like that with Zoom, FaceTime, and so you have to be ready. You have to have some stuff to pull yourself together, because a lot of times I don't even have to leave the house. I can pretty much do things from home or a lot of stuff from home, And I don't know, like there's just Do you have anything to add from that? For that?
I have no, so I think you hit everything spot on, because like realistically, you're right. That's a part of being an independent artist too. Like, I mean, and don't get me wrong, there are people that are independent that may be mainstream, but I'm talking about on a level that's before that. And you're right, you do have to give yourself a lot of grace, because 9 times out of 10, are doing the job of probably like 15 to 20 people by yourself. That's number one. Number two, you may not have as large of a budget as, you know, other people may have, because you are independent. So like I mentioned, you do have to cut those corners. And with that, you know, you find out what works for you. And I think you hit it spot on. You know, I find that in this day and age, it's like kind of a saving grace for things like Amazon, or, you know, being able to find like different vendors that you can stock up on items wholesale that contribute to what you're doing, whether it is for makeup or for hair or for nails or for different outfits, even jewelry. I think we had a conversation about that too, because it does take a lot, and it does take a lot of preparation. And that's the biggest thing too. You know, a lot of people may not talk about it, but you know that song Kanye, he made, how long it take you to get this fly? All day.
Oh yeah.
It takes all day. Okay. Like that is not an understatement for real, because how can I put this? 9 times out of 10, from my perspective as an independent artist, especially a Black female, and again, I will say this, if nobody's heard me say it before, the pink tax is very real. Don't let anybody tell you different. Ooh, so with that, yes. There's a lot, you know what I mean? Like there's a lot that goes into our maintenance. There's a lot that goes into our grooming. There's a lot that goes into our styling. There's a lot that goes into preparing all these things just to get the final look or image or product, which is ourselves. And, yeah. You know, you can find yourself up at 5 a.m., 4 a.m., ooh, getting ready, yes. You know what
up
I mean?
Or up until that time. Up until that right? time. Like,
right?
Oh
like you're up early before the sun even kisses the sky. And, you know, you're getting ready. And fingers crossed, let's say you already had your outfits and things laid out before you laid down that night. And sometimes you may, sometimes you may not. But you get up that early, you're doing all this preparation, and you may not have your full look together until, let's say, like 11, 12, maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And ooh. Now you're getting ready to do whatever video or photo you're going to do, or wherever you're going to be, et cetera, et cetera. And all of that preparation, it was probably like 30 minutes to an hour worth of visuals or whatever the case may be. Exactly. But you spent this long time in process getting ready. And then after that, after you're done with all of that, now you have to get ready to do it all over again, and or take advantage of the look that you just put together and created for that one thing, to see how you can maximize your time in that look as much as possible to get as much content or visualizations, whatever you can, or, you know, even try to schedule your face-to-face meetings or, you know, phone calls with people. So that like, way, you know what I mean?
You on Tuesday, yeah.
You're getting all this stuff out. So...
use one look for multiple reasons. That's the takeaway.
Yes, you have to. And it does, it's a lot of strategy behind it. And this is no shade to our male counterparts. It's really not. But realistically, it does take more for us as women to do all of this, because in a lot of cases, you know, guys can just, you know, they can have their outfit and look together, and you know, it's kind of simple. The only thing they really need to worry about is maybe, you know, having their nails and stuff groomed properly, and, you know, having their hair cut and, you know, facial hair together, which is something that they can probably do regardless of what industry that they're in. You know what I mean? But for women, from my perspective and in my opinion, it's just a lot more that goes into it, and a lot more that needs to be done on a regular basis. And, you know, it takes all day.
It takes all day. I agree with that so much.
And I feel like as women, we're judged more harshly on our appearance, no matter what we decide to look like. So, yeah, I think it's that it makes it even more important for us to be polished and to look our because of that. So, man, I'm just thinking, wow. Yeah, it's different. It's different for us. And I feel like we like to touch back on what you said earlier. You mentioned like not having as big of a budget sometimes. And that's something that I've had to maneuver many of times. And I've gotten pretty good at it. I really have. I know how to work with pretty much any budget at this point. And I've gotten really creative. I really have. And I feel like, just like, and I do like to invest in really high quality clothing. And, whether that's something that's just like better quality materials like silk or linen, 100% cotton. I think investing in higher quality fabrics when you do make a purchase, wool, like a wool coat, silk tops, or scarf. It depends on what your style is, but leather handbags, that or and that it doesn't have to always be designer, but designer things do a lot of the times are better quality. So if you can get designer, I would suggest, start buying designer things. And also designer things are great because they have a resale value higher than, if you just buy something that's not a brand name or, a designer brand. So that's something to consider too. So if you do get to the point where it's like, oh, I want to get rid of it or get something to replace it, you can, sell it versus just giving it away. So I think that's something that I've learned along the way. And even just like to get, if you're looking for designer clothes, like you can always rent clothes, like from Rent the Runway, places like that. I also think that a lot of people don't know about this resource. Like most department stores, like Nordstrom, Saks, Fifth Avenue, Neiman Marcus, they have an in-store personal stylist or personal shopper.
They
And for
do,
So all you have to do is just call ahead and say like, oh, or they have like online where you can go and tell them, I want to set up an appointment. And it's usually about an hour. And you can tell them if it's for, say it's for an appearance or anything that you're doing, a photo shoot, whatever. Right. And you can tell them what you're looking for, so forth. And they will set up a whole dressing room for you. And even if you go in the store, like they usually have somebody on duty at that time, but it's better to have an appointment. And then they'll pull styles and stuff for you. And then it's a personalized experience that doesn't cost you anything. I mean, except for the clothes that you buy if you find something that you want. But that's a way to have a personal stylist and not have to pay personal stylist money. And it's just as good, you're in the night stores. And then okay, another thing that is so important to me is alterations, especially with me being my size. Everything that I get is super, super big on me. No, even if I get my size, and I'm just like, okay, I have to have good, a good tailoring, good alterations. And if you purchase at most department stores, they have that kind of built in for simple alterations, like just and stuff like that. If you buy it from them, they'll fix it usually, or it's a minimal cost, but you can always go to an outside person to do your alteration. So I would say also with image, find a good tailor, find somebody or somebody that you know that knows how to sew or some or learn how to if you need that. I know how to sew. I'm not the best, but I mean, I think we were just talking about buying sewing machines, and my old sewing machine, it was lost. Or I don't know what I really, it was lost. I don't know what happened to it. And I haven't replaced it. It's been a few years, but I've been like, you know what? I probably need to just go ahead and replace it because even though I have a really good tailor that I take a lot of my clothes to,
I can do some of the stuff on my own. And I think that's just something to a real good takeaway to always have in your back pocket is to make sure that you look, presentable. Because good fitting clothes, I know sometimes the oversized baggy look is in, on I've seen a lot of, people, Instagram models and stuff like that doing it. And put other public figures, it's not for me because of my frame. I can't do that. I can't do the oversized look. It
It's
looks
kind of
like it's,
small, you know.
it just looks like I'm in too big clothes as I can't rock it. And some people can, and they look really good, but me, I can't. So I steer away from that. And yeah, I tend to just go towards the tailored look, fitted look. And but that's my image, and that's kind of a part of, learning what works for you. So for me, it's the fitted look. So yeah.
I don't know if you have anything to add to that. I do, because I like the fact that you brought up the quality of clothing that you wear because it is so important, I feel like, as well. Even like you mentioned, the places that you can go to and have stylists. And, here in Chicago, I am a super fanatic and enthusiast for Akira. And Akira is one of those places that has their reps in the store that are actually stylists for you as well. So same thing, same process. Like you can schedule time to meet with them. And I think we had that conversation before, like whoever does their buying, like for their
Yeah,
products, oh my
amazing.
God, chef's kiss, chef's kiss, like for real. And so with that, it's one of those brands or stores, it may not be top designer, like your Chanel's and your Dior's, but at the same time, it's high quality, you know what I mean? And they do work with a lot of different designers. So, coming back to the point, just finding those places that can give you that high quality look and it makes a difference because people see you first before they hear you. That's the biggest thing. Like, I personally like the fact of when I go out to wherever I'm going, whether I'm going to meet with someone, I'm going to an event, I'm going to the studio, whatever the case is, I specifically dress not only for that occasion, but to instill that wow factor. Like when I come into a room, I want you to notice me and I want you to know who I am. And the only way to do that is to make sure that my look is on point, from my hair to my nails to my makeup to whatever outfit I'm wearing. And who knows what that may be, just depending on the occasion. But then it comes back to, who you're shopping with, where you're getting things from. We had a conversation about a couple of places, like, man, it's some cute stuff you can get from them too. But more than likely, it's gonna be for that one day, because after that, that's gonna
After
be
that, it's a wrap. It's a
it's
one
a
day
wrap,
item.
right? And it's like some
You can't
stuff,
even throw it in the wash. Throw it away.
Nope.
Like, don't even try to attempt to wash that. You paid $10 for that shirt. It's not gonna work.
Right.
You can't wear it more than one time. It wasn't meant to be worn more than one.
Right. It was for that
Disposable
one
clothing.
photo. Yeah, that there you go. There you go, the disposable kind. And then like you say, even a lot of people may not a lot of people may not want to say that they do this or that they're, involved in it. But you're right. Sometimes having like little rental passes or renting things, because I feel like even people that aren't on independent levels and they're, in mainstream, they still probably have outfits and things that they've rented or it was just for that one day.
Well, they
You know
borrow
what
stuff
I mean?
all the time. I mean, designers and let them borrow stuff all the time. Sometimes they'll make something
Exactly.
custom, but they're that it's hap it's been happening. It's been happening.
Yes,
Sure.
yes. And then on top of that, like you mentioned, even
Especially
with
jewelry,
sewing.
they're
Oh,
borrowing that.
yes. Yes, that was my
So
first
it
thought too with the
that's not and
jewelry.
I'm mentioning this because, like I'm not a gatekeeper. It's this information that's out there already. Like there's nothing to it.
You're right.
But I'm saying, like,
Right.
'cause everybody may not know these tips and tricks, and no matter, depending on where you are at in your career, you know, you may be trying to figure out like, okay, how I want to wear designer clothes, but where do I get them for, you know, a lower price, for example. And one of those ways is to rent, and or I mean shop consignment, or you know, like there's online consignment stores like Poshmark where there's independent people on there selling their, you know, gently used designer clothes, or the RealReal.
I was just about to say that, the RealReal, you know, yeah.
And there's probably some like here in Atlanta. I shop at consignment stores. I've been doing this for many, many years. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not ashamed. I believe in sustainable clothing. I don't believe in just throwing it away. I've always, you know, given to Goodwill or other charities and stuff when I wanted to get rid of my clothing or different household items. And I don't think it's anything wrong with giving to those type of organizations. And then consignment shops are a little, you know, a step above a, you know, a thrift store, which is like Goodwill or Salvation Army or something like that.
Right.
It's more curated because they only accept certain quality of items. So it's going to be like, you know, you can go to certain stores that are consignment and purchase like Louis Vuitton bags or Chanel or, you know, other brands like that. Yeah, maybe even like, you know, Coach or like mid-range brands too as well, or clothing like from, you know, Banana Republic, which is not like super high end, but it's good quality and it's, you know, it is resellable in that type of way. Yeah. But anyway, but that's like that's like, you know, ways to survive and ways to make sure that you're looking good. Because you may have a smaller budget, and there's ways to cut corners and get around that and still come out looking clean and fresh and different every single time.
Yes,
and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I mean, fashion is one of the biggest industries that's destroying our planet right now, because they're using all the, like, we're talking about fast fashion stores when we're saying like throwaway clothes or disposable clothes, but really they're not disposable because they're using some of the worst chemical based, you know, textiles like polyester and other plastics that they're making into clothing that don't ever break down. Right. So they're going into our landfills because they're so cheaply made. They're not lasting. People are just discarding these clothes, and you know, it's messing up the ozone at the end of the day, and creating pollution for, you know, future generations. So that's why I say invest in, you know, natural textiles like cottons and silks and stuff like that. Things that are gonna, you know, that have longevity and that can be passed down, and also that can break down eventually and go back into the earth and actually replenish the earth instead of pollute it.
Yeah. And see, I like that you said that too, because another way I feel that's beneficial to especially Black women being independent artists, not only finding the quality clothes, but another way that I personally found ways to cut corners is, and I think I mentioned it earlier, you know, identifying, number one, some of the vendors, you know, and getting stuff directly from them. But also with that, another thing is finding different companies or brands, or anybody that you like that has a product that you wouldn't mind wearing or working with, and finding out how you can become affiliated with them, or how you can become, you know what I mean, like some type of influencer for them, or create a content creator for them. So that way, not only are you able to obtain, you know, the materials or supplies that you need, as I like to call it, you know, whether, you know, it's for your hair, your nails, your outfits, your shoes, whatever the case may be, because now you have the opportunity to not only rack up your inventory for your visuals and for your content and for your look and your style, but now when you're sharing these things and posting these things, you know, you're making money on the back end. So it's a win-win type of situation. And, You know, that's something that's key to this game, I feel like too. Now, I will say from a personal standpoint, I've kind of leaned more towards the vendor side. However, I have found brands that I do like to work with, and I do have, you know, in my repertoire that, you know, I'll be showcasing this year. You know, I'm not gonna say any names yet, but you know, it does help and it does make a
Okay.
difference. You know what I mean? 'Cause it's like
Yeah.
you need these things anyway, so why not make it as beneficial to you as an artist as possible, especially when these are things you're going to have to do anyway. You know what I mean? So that's one thing I found to be very, very helpful as well. And then, like you mentioned, consignment shops. Now, I know it kind of depends on, you know, where you're located, but I will say this, like, you know, I'm in a huge city. You're in a huge city too. You know, here in Chicago, there are like small boutiques that are individually owned, you know, small business owners, and they actually service, you know, different looks and styles, with designer brands. And sometimes you'll catch people that actually know how to make custom pieces, or they specifically have like their own consignment service within their shop. You know, it just kind of depends on the type of research that you do. And I think that's a big thing that comes down to style and image. Like, you have to do a lot of research, not in a sense of like, oh, I don't know what I want to do. And some people may not know, you know, they might be figuring it out, but you have to do a lot of research, whether it's, you know, how to do your makeup or how to, you know, do your nails or who to go to consistently or where to find certain products or, you know, figuring out what works for your budget. I mean, it's just so many different things, but I think that's a consistent point that we keep making no matter what the topic is. You know, do your research, figure it out. Find ways, you know, look up stuff and, you know, write it down, whatever the case may be, because there's always a solution. You know, as many problems as we face as independent artists, especially being Black women, like, there's always some sort of solution, even if you don't know what it is right away. And I think we had that conversation earlier, like, you know, of being inspired. And moments of frustration, because it's like there's a solution. I don't care what anybody has to say. There's a solution. I'm gonna be inspired, and we're gonna move forward, because until you reach that next level, you know, if that's your goal, and you have, you know, people filling in these gaps for you, you know, it is a constant moving, how do I want to put this? It's a constantly moving needle. Is that the phrase? I want to make sure I'm saying this correctly, but you know,
That makes sense.
yeah, so it's like you have to be able to adapt. You have to be able to be innovative. You And realistically, I feel like when you're an independent artist, it's where your creativity stands out the most, because you're practically making everything from nothing. You know, and dealing with whatever resources you have, whatever knowledge you have, whatever connections you have, and really making the best of it. And one thing I will throw in there too, because I just experienced this and I had to remind myself, like you said, to give yourself grace, you know, try not to burn out either with doing so much. Because I know, since we are independent artists, you know, we're kind of on our own time frame. So I personally feel like, in my opinion, in my mind, it's just kind of like I'm always on a deadline for myself, because since everything moves so fast nowadays with technology and everything being online and everybody seeing all of this stuff, and you know, regardless, there may be, I don't know, 10 to 20 people behind it making it move that way. But for us, with it just being ourselves, you know, we're having to, I'm not going to say compete with that. That's not what I want to say. But we have to still be on pace with how everything is moving within our consistency. You know what I mean? So, you know, just again, giving yourself grace, doing your research, you know, finding the things that work for you, and really, you know, presenting yourself in the highest quality possible, you know, and Making yourself stand out. It's a lot, you know. Those
For
4 a.m., 5 a.m.
sure.
days are important.
I mean, yeah,
You know.
so many nights I've been up preparing, even for this most recent event I did at Georgia State. I was just like, I prepared for
Yeah.
like 2 days. For just, I mean, but granted, I was there all day. That was one time that I'm like, okay, it was worth it because I was there from morning for the whole morning and afternoon. So that worked
Yeah.
out. But with that being said, I one thing that I made sure I had was, my emergency kit. So let me ask you this. What's like I have stuff like obviously like my comb or brush, things to fix my makeup.
Oh,
Extra
yes.
perfume. I use like the little toothpick, like floss things, mints. Like I have so many different things to keep my image looking right. Extra mirror. Anything I can think of. Anything I can think of. Ibuprofen. If depending on what type of clothes I'm wearing, like any like pins or tape, like double-sided tape to keep something down. I'm always just like trying to stay 10 steps ahead of anything that could possibly happen.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something important, kind of like a, emergency kind of go bag thing. I think that's to have, something prepared. And I do have that. I have like a whole bag where I just have all this kind of stuff that I buy. And for those
Yeah.
moments, for when I'm out, I can have, lotions and all kind of stuff. It's everything in there. Anything you
Yeah.
can think of. So do you
Yes.
have something like that or anything you can
Oh,
suggest?
I most certainly do. Like, and this is, I will say this, it's no matter where I go, when I leave out, I do keep certain things with me. Like, I definitely always keep sanitizer, I keep lotion, I keep a great smelling like moisturizer or a cream with me. I keep my perfume, I keep deodorant, I keep Listerine
Oh
strips.
yeah.
I keep
Yeah.
eyelash glue, okay? I keep at least two lip
Everything.
glosses and my lip balm, okay? I keep that. I keep a small container of edge control and a small brush. What
Yeah.
else do I have in my
Girl,
bag? Sometimes I'll keep.
so much stuff. I can't say I know everything that's in mine, but I mean, you know what? Scissors, man. I don't know, like scissors just to cut anything. Like, man, you need. Is this so
I
many times?
cut
Somebody, anybody
scissors
have scissors? I'm
sometimes.
like, dang, yeah, I have them. So I keep those. It's so much stuff that I have to take with me, and it seems ridiculous, but
Not at all. Not at
kind
all,
of,
'cause you need all of
yeah,
that
but.
stuff. Like, yeah. I'll keep all of that. Sometimes I'll keep like small bottles of oil, just depending on what the occasion is, whether it's for like my aromatherapy or for like just for me to always smell nice. Man, so many different things. And one of the most recent things I started adding to my, I guess you could say my emergency beauty kit, is an eyebrow brush. Because like, I keep my eyebrows pretty polished and shaped up. I normally get them waxed, but my eyebrows are pretty thick. So, one push one way on accident, the whole look is messed up. So I gotta make sure, I keep my little brush with me. But that's a lot of the stuff that I normally keep with me. And that's kind of the bare minimum on a regular basis. Now, if it's something like huge, like a huge event that I'm going to, or a big performance or something like that, I probably have way more than that. I probably have an emergency makeup kit in its totality in my bag versus just like, a few things, or, depending on if I got my nails done, or, I'm not ashamed. Like, I'll get my nails done, but at the same time, there are some very high quality press-ons that I will have as well. So just to be safe, I might keep a couple of extra pieces and some nail glue in my bag. You never know. Just depending on what the time frame is. Because again, that goes back to like giving yourself grace and, not burning yourself out, because since you are doing so much, sometimes you may not have time to do everything. So like, for example, there are a couple of places I like to go to get my nails done, but for the most part, when I go get my nails done, I go downtown to one of the main girls I like to work with. And sometimes, because of where I live, getting downtown is not convenient for me because of the time that it takes away. So, like, for example, if I know that, I have to record this video, I have to record a song, and I have to be in, I guess you could say, record mode at 4 o'clock. But earlier that day, I had a business meeting at like maybe 11 o'clock. I'm not gonna really have time to make it to the nail shop because more than likely it's gonna take me like 40 minutes to get there. Then that's another 2 hours that I may be sitting there, maybe 2.5 hours, and then another 40 minutes to get back. And now I'm cutting it close because I may be late. And like you mentioned, I don't like being late either. Like, I can understand being fashionably late for things that you should be fashionably late for. But, I'm a very punctual person. That's something I was taught very early on. Like, to be early is to be on time, to be late. Oh, wait, why does it go? To be early is to be on time, to be on time is to be late, and to be late is unacceptable. And I really believe in that. So, again, it just kind of goes back to knowing what works for you. But with my kit, those are all, some things that I'll keep in there. And, I haven't worn my nose rings in a little while, because I've been looking for a particular kind that I want to get customized. But normally, when I have my nose rings in, because they would fall out so easily, I'd keep like a pack in my bag just in case, like two or three extra ones, in case that one would fall out, unbeknownst to me. So, and definitely a different pair of shoes, just depending on, what I wore. If I'm wearing heels, best believe there are some flats somewhere in a bag, or a different pair of heels that may be a little bit shorter that go with the outfit. So that kind of goes back into the preparation too, like not only knowing your look and your style and your image, but being prepared for whatever, because you never know what's going to happen when you're out ripping and running and doing all these different things. Like, yeah, when you're inside or in one location, that gives you a sense of safety because you don't have to keep moving your things all around. But when you are, in your groove and you're moving around, you're getting momentum, you're going to different shoots and sessions and interviews and sets, you gotta prepare for that too. And that's a big thing too, like depending on what you're doing and where you're going and what you're wearing. I think we had a small conversation about this, knowing how to present it, how to take pictures in it, trying it on, knowing how to walk in it, knowing what's going to look the best, what angles really highlight your look and your image. But that's a whole nother conversation I think we had too, because that comes into like, your image consultant and them being able to really direct you in that manner. Because if nobody ever tells you guys, I will say it, just to throw it out there, Roche Law, oh, love them. Okay, we're back now. I had to get that out. I had to get
Had to
that
give him a shout out, right?
out. Had to.
Yeah,
But yeah.
everything that you said is great tips. You have to be prepared for pretty much everything, and I think again, style and image, it's a lot of fun because you can play with your look and you really get the chance to use your creativity, and it's a way to kind of show people who you are before really knowing who you are. And that's pretty cool, And yeah. I don't know, just thinking because like I said in the beginning, it's just something that's ongoing and it's something I'm still working on, and it's one of those things that just will continue to evolve.
Yeah, it will. Definitely will. But yeah, I guess I would say as a final thought with that too, You know, because we've talked about a lot of stuff. We've talked about, you know, networking and entrepreneurship and representation and different relationships and branding yourself. And all of these things do go hand in hand. But one thing I will say about style and image, like that's the thing I feel like before people know who you are, before they speak to you, before they hear your voice, no matter what dynamic or realm you're in, that's something that always speaks to people. I think I had mentioned that to you before. I forgot what I was doing. I think I was getting some food or something, and you know, the outfit that I had on, it was very intentional. It was a very, very bold and vibrant coat that I had on. I had my hair in a particular style with like these big bold buns and like little stringy, you know, strands hanging down. I had on these cool Gucci glasses and I was just getting food, you know what I mean? But at the same time, almost every single person that came into the same establishment that I was in, they saw me. And who knows? Like when people see you, you never know. That leads to different networking opportunities that may lead to the love of your life, regardless. That may lead to, you know what I mean? That may lead to the a person that sees you and it's like, oh, I wonder what they do, and you find out that's the person that really wants to get behind what you're doing. So like I mentioned, out of all the topics we discussed, I think like with this one in particular, it really takes the cake in leading into those other avenues because people do see you first and people do remember that. Like it was so funny as a girl I watch on TikTok and she was like, you know, I'm in my kind of I don't care mode. Like nobody's gonna remember the person that went outside in their robe and bonnet to walk their dog. And I'm like, you know what, you're right. But people do remember that girl that had that fly ass coat on and them cool ass glasses. Okay, so that would be my final take on that.
Oh my goodness. So why don't we just leave it right there? With
Yeah,
tonight.
we're gonna
Because
leave it
I've
right
said
there.
I'm tapped out. I pretty much said what I'm gonna say on this topic. I mean, I have so many notes. I have so much more I could say, but we're running out of time here. And maybe we can make another, you know, later on down the line we can have another topic that's similar to this to kind of continue on.
So we thank you guys for tuning in. If you're just now catching us, you know, this is Industry where we talk about and have discussions about being a Black female independent artist and everything that goes into it. And of course, you can follow us on Instagram, on Facebook. That's ND, wink, wink, STRY. And you already know it's your girl, Your Highness Tiara Monique. That's TIARRA. And along with my wonderful, beautiful, lovely co-host here.
Thank you so much for the introduction. Or, her lovely, beautiful co-host, Ashara Damore. And you can follow me at Ashara Unlimited. That's ASHARAH Unlimited on Instagram. And of course, you can follow me here on Stereo at Ashara. And I hope for you to tune in every Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes. So we'll catch you guys later. Bye-bye.